I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA held a listening session this spring for beginning and new farmers to hear how the pandemic has affected them and how state and national programs may have helped. USDA Deputy Undersecretaries with the Farm Production and Conservation, the Ag Marketing Service, and the Farm Service Agency were all online listening to farmers' comments. Sophie Acoff, Executive Director with the National Young Farmers Coalition, told the representatives that thousands of young and beginning farmers are unaware of the programs the USDA offers to assist during the disruptions, and many believe they're not eligible either because their operations are too small or too diversified.
A set aside for beginning farmers and farmers of color in any next iterations of aid, I think, would send a really clear message that this funding is for beginning farmers and for farmers of color.
Acoff said farmers are also concerned about farm workers not having access to COVID relief. Ivan Minks, an organic beef producer in Georgia, told the reps that he was turned down for a renewal of his existing USDA loan for not having a feasible plan. He says loan officers should be better trained to work with folks like him with unique operations.
And I think that's where the frustration is. It's in that loan manager piece and getting that approved and that collaboration and talking.
Other producers cited concerns about the unclear application processes and lack of communication with local FSA offices. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.